This is the Raid Report. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP in Chicago. While the staff of the Radio Amateur Information Network is still on holiday, I thought I'd take you back to 1987, 3 years before these Raid Reports came about. Last week, we heard part one of a holiday interview I conducted back then with April Mell of Nueces OPS. At that time, April was the driving force behind what was known as the North Pole Network in Southern California. Here's the conclusion of that RP report.
The Christmas and Hanukkah season should be special times for both children and adults. In the Children's Hospital of Orange County, California, known as CHOC, and in St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California, the holidays are indeed a special time, thanks to the North Pole Network, an amateur radio-assisted exercise which enables both young and old to talk with Santa via amateur radio. The driving force behind this project is April Mell, WA6OPS, a radio amateur since 1975. Mell has been director of occupational and recreational therapies at the St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center since 1973. A resident of Fullerton, California, Mell has been involved with the North Pole Network since its inception over a decade ago. This is the second and final installment of this RP report on the North Pole Network.
Ever underestimate doing something like this with adults. Everybody wants to do it with kids, and that's neat because the kids will love it. But people in rehabilitation settings, older people in convalescent hospitals will like it too. And I think the reason being is that Christmas for many of us has a lot of fond memories out of the past, and Christmas is symbolic of a lot of good things. And so it works really well with the adults, and they have a great time. They're trying to figure out how Santa found out about them, and how did Santa know about their grandkids, and how did Santa know about what they were doing in therapy. And I think they realize that a lot of people were involved to be able to put this on, and I think that pleases them a great deal. They really appreciate the work that went into putting it on, to pull it off, to have it be such fun. Many of the older patients cry when we do it, but they're nice tears because they have a good time, and it was neat that Santa Claus knew who they were. We had one older fellow that when we got him on the microphone, he was saying things like, "Well, Sandy, we go back a long ways, don't we? Remember the year you brought me the rocking horse?" You know, I mean, this guy was obviously a believer, too. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. For me personally, it's part of my Christmas, I think, every year, because I've seen such positive responses from both youngsters and adults. When Santa comes back and says, "Hi, Mark," or "Hi, Tommy," or even to the adults, everybody likes to hear their name. And that's what works even with our using our radio here in rehab as a therapy tool. They all get excited when that voice from wherever comes over the radio saying hi to them. They go, "Hey, that's me." And that's a lot different than having to tell Santa who you are. Sometimes when you get the little ones that are like 2, 2.5 years old, they can't quite figure out this thing about the microphone, and particularly a speaker mic. You know, they hear the voice coming out of it, and then you put it up to them, and you want them to talk, and they don't quite understand. And this little guy, his name was Francisco, and we asked Santa if he knew who he was, and sure enough, Santa was like, "Hi, Francisco." And the little kid, he's just grinning from ear to ear and kind of giggling. And then we'd say, "Well, say hi to Santa." And he just kept looking at the microphone. And then we kind of turned it back to Santa Claus and asked Santa Claus if he knew, you know, what the elves were working on for Francisco, and talked a little bit about they were making something for Francisco. I don't remember what it was, but the elves were busy working on toys for Francisco, and the little kid is smiling away. And then we again put the microphone back to him, and I said, "Say Merry Christmas," you know. And the little boy leaned over to the microphone and went and kissed it. And he never did figure out how to talk into it, but he kissed it. Then we asked Santa Claus if he get that kiss back at the North Pole. And, of course, Santa got all excited, and he got that kiss all the way back to the North Pole. But that's the kind of thing. You've got nurses falling over each other in the doorway watching all of this, and radio operators who are getting tears in their eyes because of that kind of a response.
There's no doubt that the closed-circuit television setup you have in the St. Jude Hospital really helps a lot. Can this be done really just by two-meter radio without having the advantage of television?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Children's Hospital of Orange County, we don't have the TV set up there. We have just as much fun there. It's just a different kind of situation. The TV never enters into it at all. And we just talk about Santa Claus is up at the North Pole right now. It's getting close to Christmas. It's hard to make a lot of visits right now. And because of amateur radio, we can talk to him while he's up at his office. And they're so caught up in what he says, it doesn't matter. It's just an extra fun thing to do, and we happen to have the opportunity to do it. So it makes it a little more fun, I think. But you can certainly do very, very good and meaningful North Pole Network communications just by the radio. In fact, that's the core of it. It's what Santa says that has more meaning than anything.
I would think there's a lot to be said about tapping the imagination of the children and by not using television.
That's true, and I think that's something we see at Children's Hospital of Orange County. I think the addition of doing the TV here, as I said, it's a luxury to have it here, and we get to do a few fun things for our rehab patients, particularly in terms of we can put lists up on the wall, and they get excited because they see their names on the list and things like that. But as I said, the real heart of the program is the radio, because it's what's said. That really is the real crux. That's what has the real meaning. And in terms of using the TV, it's a little trickier because we have to make it match, of course. Santa's activity on the TV has to tie in a little bit with what he's talking about and looking at his big red book and having a few props and so forth. If you have the luxury to do it, it is fun to do, and it adds a little extra fun for people. But I think the TV really works more for the adults than it does for the kids. And, of course, at St. Jude, we have a lot more adult patients. At Chalk, if I had the opportunity to do it, I don't know if I'd do it or not, because we've had so much success just with the radio.
More about the North Pole Network in a moment. This is the RP Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Now, our closing moments with April Mel, WA6OPS, with the North Pole Network. It's obviously too late to do anything this year. What can be done next year? Give me some how-tos on how to set this up in a hospital or a convalescent home.
I'm spoiled a little bit because I already work in the hospital. People already know me, and it was easy to start this. If the hospital has an activities director or a recreation therapy department, look for that. If they don't have something like that, it's probably appropriate to ask the administrator who maybe you should talk with. Maybe there's a community service person or something like that that you can meet with. And then I think you help them know what it is that you can do. I think you have to be careful as radio operators not to promise the world. But certainly hospitals are sometimes cautious about who they're going to let into the hospital, particularly, you know, interacting one-on-one with patients. I think we have to be careful about using repeaters because some of the things I've heard in the past, if that happened in my hospital, I would not let the radio operators back in. And I think that's why maybe doing something on a simplex channel is appropriate to plan on. But that's certainly my personal feeling, that you certainly minimize any problems, and it's a lot safer then when you go and talk to the hospital people saying how you're going to do it. You can let them know that you're going to use a frequency where you can have nice communication between Santa Claus and the patient, and you let them know that you can personalize it if that's something that they'd like. That's something we kind of worked out, but I think first you have to let the hospital people know what you're willing to do and what you're capable of doing, and be kind of a soft sell. I don't think you need to come in and say you guys have to do this or everybody else does this and something's wrong with you if you don't let us come in and do it. I think a soft sell approach is helpful. I think if you have articles that show what's been done in other hospitals, that's helpful for them to see if it's something they've never done before. And certainly I've had people call me and ask me for ideas and things about particular hospitals, and I'm always willing to help out in that regard. Something we've done that really, I think, has endeared us to some of the patients and the hospital staff, too, and it's helped amateur radio, is we've made little buttons that say, I talked to Santa on amateur radio. And everybody, including including nurses, doctors, or family members, anybody who talks to Santa Claus earns a button. And that's a lot better than bringing candy and things like that into the hospital, because a lot of people are on special diet, and it's not fair, I don't think, to give a kid a piece of candy that he can't eat or can't have for some reason. A lot of our other patients can't have it because of special diets or whatever. But a button has lasting value and can prove to everybody you talk to Santa Claus. And it sure isn't bad in terms of PR for amateur radio, because there it is, a nice bold print with a happy Santa on the front of it or something, saying, I talked to Santa on amateur radio. I wish we'd done that from the beginning. We only fell on that idea in the past about 4 years. I would encourage people to look at something, be it a button or a little certificate or something, that they can leave with the child or the adult that says it was amateur radio and that they talked to Santa Claus on amateur radio. And that, I think, works a lot better than bringing any kind of a food item. And will certainly keep the hospital staff a lot more comfortable, too. So those are a couple of quick ideas in terms of meeting with the hospital staff in advance to let them know what maybe you can do and allowing them to maybe make some suggestions. And then I think anytime you can personalize it, I think you will enhance the effect. You can't maybe do as many hospitals that way, but maybe that way you can get more hams involved to do more hospitals, to personalize it, and then a few hams do just one or two hospitals, and another group of hams do another one or two. So those are some of my suggestions or thoughts in regards to setting up some type of a North Pole network.
What if someone wants to try this type of project for Christmas of 88? Who should they write to?
Well, if they're interested in doing something similar to what we have done, particularly along the lines of personalizing the communication so that Santa knows about the children or the adults that they're talking to, or there's some particular interest in doing it with adults and they're wondering, you know, gee, how does that work and should I really try that? I'm certainly happy to have people contact me, and I'm willing to share our experiences and some of the things that have worked well for us. People can write me, April Mell, M-O-E-L-L, at Post Office Box 2508, and that is in Fullerton, California, 92633.
This has been the RP Report, the North Pole Network, Part 2. An interview with April Mell, WA6OPS, who is Director of the Occupational and Recreational Therapies for St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California. Why not make next Christmas and Hanukkah special for some children or adults in your local hospital or nursing home? After all, isn't sharing what we have with those who don't what it's all about? I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP in Chicago.
The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2016. Rain. All rights are reserved.